This is only
so, Houston trip. Fill us in about what happened. I didn't get a single fucking Snapchat from the person I told to Snapchat me.
I was going to say, I Snapchatted you.
Right. I told, for everyone out there listening, all three of you, I told Luke, hey, experiment this experience for me. Send me Snapchat. Send me a montage. Send me Snapchats of how you guys' excursion's going, the party life, the fucking his apartment, the driving back. Not a single goddamn message. Not a single goddamn image was sent to me. So I even texted midway through the trip. Still haven't seen anything. There better be something fucking glorious coming at the end of this. You better be making a goddamn video of the end of this. But yeah, nothing. So tell me how it was. What happened?
It sucked.
No, this was right before the fucking shit, right? All before the power outages.
It was during.
It was during.
So when when they got down and we were hanging out, it was a good time. The drive back sucked so much ass.
Well, let's start from the top. Okay, so Friday I left. I flew out early morning, 6 out of Reno. And it was me and Jake, a guy that we work with, good buddy of ours, was coming with us. And so we were going to fly out on the same flight, but he showed up
on the same flight.
Yeah, but he showed up a little too late. So they got him a connecting flight. So he got pushed back. And then I got delayed in Dallas. And then I got finally into Houston. And Alex is, I get through checking or I get through, I get to baggage. And Alex is like, hey, I'm here. Like, I'm outside. So I go outside and he's like, all right, I'm at B or whatever. And I'm like, well, I'm at 4. And he's like, that doesn't mean anything to me. I'm like, well, that's all I got. I'm like, there's one down here. I'm at 4. He's like, I'm only seeing A through D. But then Alex had the epiphany that he was at the wrong fucking airport. Houston has 2 airports. So he gets irrational.
In my defense, when I booked the flight, I had them going from Reno International to Houston International because it was cheaper than having them go to the other airport. And I didn't bother to check it. I didn't bother whatever. I just booked it and said, yeah, international, cool. And so I drove all the way down to the international airport, which is 40 miles away. It's still in Houston, mind you, 40 miles away. I showed up what was to be too early because Luke got delayed. So then I had to go sit at a Chili's for 45 minutes having a beer. And then I show up to the airport and I'm like, yeah, where are you at? Where are you at? And then I was like, oh, well, send me your location. I'll find you that way. And then I look at it and it's like, oh, you're 35 minutes away. I was like, hold the phone. No, I'm not. And then, yeah, I was like, hey, which one did you fly into? He goes, Hobby. And I lost it, dude. I got so fucking mad. I got so mad. So then I had to haul ass over to Houston or to Houston Hobby from Houston International.
Which that one's like what, 15 minutes away from your house?
Houston Hobby. That one's a 15-minute drive.
Yeah. So we're not off to the best start. But luckily, because of all that debacle and me waiting, Jake, was strolling in shortly thereafter.
Right around the same time, yeah.
Yeah.
At the Hobby Airport, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Houston Hobby. So with Jake missing his flight and then Luke's flight changing whenever it changed, that was a great start. And then we go to, we finally get everybody in. My roommate Elijah was actually able to come home for the weekend. So he's home. So then now all 4 of us just go to a bar. And that was Friday night. Just start hanging out and drinking.
Just getting to know each other. That was my first time meeting Eli. So,
and
getting to know him and actually seeing him in person and whatnot was super tight. And, seeing a little bit of Houston that first night. And realizing how fucking big it really is, and it's just so massive. And so we go, to that bar, Louis, and then Alex is like, yeah, we got this place. We can go dancing at the Hop or whatever. And then for some reason we go home.
They had to get phone chargers because nobody had their fucking phone charged.
Yeah, some stupid shit like that. And then Alex is like, hey guys, like, what do you think about just like getting a case of beer and staying in, you know? Like, so I'm like, all right, I guess Alex doesn't want to go out anymore. Hmm. So that's what we did. And it was a long night, you know?
Yeah. So going home was definitely a bad idea because I mean, as soon as I get home, I don't want to go anywhere else. So as soon as we got home, yeah, I was just like, hey, like we could go do that, pay a cover charge, get in, pay umpteen amount of money for beer, or we could just get a couple 12 packs, come back here and chill. So that's what we like Luke said, that's what we ended up doing. And as soon as we got back with the beer, Elijah was like, hey, my parents want me to go see him. I'm going to head to go see him real quick. So he took off. So it's me, Jake, and Luke, and we're sitting there bullshitting, and 10:30 rolls around. And I was like, well, that's it for me, guys. You know, I want to go to bed. I go to bed.
The one time that I'd come down to Houston to see Alex and, you know, see his whole life down there. He's like, he went to bed at like 11 o'clock at night, both nights, like whatever. So it mainly was
no,
like,
No. Yes. No. So Friday night I went to bed around 10:30, 11. Only to get awoken every hour on the hour from Luke coming in, stumbling into my room to go use the bathroom when there's a perfectly good guest bathroom that he doesn't have to go through anyone's room to get to. He just stumbles into mine instead. So That all happens. I wake up at, like 7:30, you know, 8, whatever it was. And, me and Elijah were doing something or whatnot, and these fuckers. So they, Luke, how late did you stay up on Friday night?
I have no idea. But what happened was they went to bed, and then, you know, Eli came back from his parents, stayed up for about 10, 15 minutes, was like, all right, guys, I'm going to bed. And me and Jake are just having this like heart to heart conversation about serious shit. You know, tears are flowing, and it's like 4 a.m. at least. And we're finally like, all right, let's call it a quits. And, so we pass out and then don't wake up till I think noon the next day or something noon. Like that.
So then, That's like, okay, nightlife is cool and all, but a bar is a bar. Like I was hoping to wake up early, go get some breakfast, go out, explore and do whatever, you know, actually show them Houston. These fuckers wake up at noon. So I'm like, well, I guess let's go get some lunch. So we go get Texas barbecue. Cause that was Jake's thing. He's like, I need to try Texas barbecue before I get out of here. So we tried it. It was phenomenal as always. And then, we went to the Galleria.
Mind you, the weather sucked ass because it was like the leading up to that, the crazy storm, right? So it's like fucking cold, cloudy, overcast, you know, kind of wet, drizzling every now and then. So like the weather was shit, unfortunately, but that didn't really stop much besides eating outside in the fucking cold.
So we ate outside in the cold, and yeah, it did suck. It was definitely the worst weather that I experienced down there besides the hurricanes. And then, you know, go to this mall that's like 3 stories and covers like 2 fucking city blocks. It is a massive mall and has like, you know, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Rolex, all the high-end stuff that none of us can afford. So we're walking around just out of places all hell. And walk around there for a bit. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was pretty cool. And then, you know, do the whole 40 minute drive back to the house. And that's what just still to the, like right now just baffles me, man. Like we were able to drive 40 minutes one direction from my house in Houston and never leave Houston.
Yeah. And having like 2 downtowns, like you'd go past downtown where all the skyscrapers are and the stadiums and stuff. And then where the Galleria was, like, it was in Uptown, I believe, which is a whole nether, like, you know, center. And it's got its own stadiums and shit. And yeah, it completely massive. I mean, for like someone who doesn't like big populated cities like Alex, that was the one place that you probably should not have moved to. But.
Yeah, it moves to the 4th biggest city in the country.
Yeah, wasn't super smart. Didn't think it through, but it was cool. So then we get all done with that, and we decide, all right, let's head back to the apartment. You know, we gotta party at our buddy Robert's house that night on Saturday night. So we head back and get back around like 3 or 4 and, you know, start kind of just sitting there. Fuck, we watched 3.5 hours of YouTube, just straight different videos, like, oh, this video, then that video, and then blueberries. So,
so thankfully we had some downtime to kill or whatever. And then before we knew it was, yeah, it was like 6:30. So then we had to go and get, you know, supplies and shit or food for the barbecue. Alex is going away party. And so we go to the supermarket that's pretty legit. It's like a Texas local thing. And we go in there and there's like, it looks like the beginning of COVID, right? So like all the meat's gone, like shelves are fucking cleared off. And we're like, what the hell's going on? And I think when we got to the party, they were like, yeah, it's because of this winter storm. And we're like, Jesus, like it seems like a little bit of an overreaction, you know, at the time anyways. And how long?
Yeah.
But
yeah. So, you know, party's happening. We're drinking, you know, hanging outside, just talking really. It was actually a really, really good time. You know, nothing too crazy happened there. And then we leave there around midnight, I guess. And
pertaining to the party, it was just really cool for me alone to see all these people that Alex has talked to over the years, right? And that I've only known them through their like gamer tags. Like I hardly knew their names. You know, I knew that one was Cage's Milk, one was something Chaos, and it's like, no, it's actually Taylor. And like having a face to the name and getting to actually bullshit with them was super cool. And the fact that like our buddy Jake, like me and Alex had a moment in the kitchen and just like how insane it is for everything, like how this all happened, right? That the fact that I'm in Houston because of Alex and that Alex is in Houston because of playing video games with these guys. And then Jake being in Houston for really no fucking reason other than like, he's just like, hey man, I'd like to go on this trip with you guys. And all right. And so now he's like bullshit with, you know, friends of Alex that he made. And I don't know. It was just a really cool, like revealing moment, you know? And really weird too at the same time.
Yeah. It was definitely really weird to see, you know, just this dude, Jake, who for a while was just this boss I had at work. And then, you know, we became kind of buddies through work. And then, you know, as we've, after I left, you know, we still like talked every once in a while. And then he just was like, yeah, like I'll come down to Houston. Fuck yeah. Like I'll spend $170 and on a plane ticket just to come down there and help you move back. And so just see just the, I guess the crossroads of like, different parts of my life, like my Xbox friend, my best friend, and then, you know, a buddy from work have now all diverged in this singular house in the middle of Houston. So it was super, super weird and kind of just like eye opening to just how weird the relationship I have with those guys are.
Yeah. And so, yeah, then we leave there and we're pretty hammered at this point. Or not hammered, but we got a pretty good buzz. And so ultimately we had to go to Whataburger, the infamous fucking Whataburger.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. So good.
Where does it rank? Better than In-N-Out. Rank? Tell me about it. Oh, for sure.
I mean, it's like, it's different, man. Like me and we had this talk with Jake, like, I don't know. And Whataburger's got so much to offer. Like it has way more on it. Like I got a patty melt. I mean, it's got fucking everything. You know, In-N-Out's got three things on the menu outside of the secret menu. So it is different as a fast food place, but it's pretty fucking good. Not gonna lie.
That's awesome. It's that.
Yeah, so we had a very interesting drive-through In-N-Out. I don't know. We pulled up to the window after ordering, and apparently I sounded like an asshole when I was ordering. So the guys tell me, and we pull up to the window. And the dude just like looks at me and just says taquito. And I get very confused. And I'm like, taquito? And he goes, what? And I go, taquitos? And he goes, what about him? I go, I don't know. You said it. And he's like, oh, I was talking to another guy. I was like, okay. So we have that weird little interaction. We're laughing. I end up paying for Whataburger somehow. So we get the Whataburger and we go back to the apartment and we're all, you know, we're all chowing down, eating, you know, laughing, telling jokes, whatever the hell we were doing. And, you know, next thing I know, it's 2:30 in the morning, 2:45 in the morning. So I'm like, well, tomorrow's Sunday. Like, that's the day we have to load up everything into the trailer because we're going to leave Monday. So I'm like, well, I'm going to get some sleep because I'm going to wake up tomorrow and start, you know, finish packing up the stuff that, you know, I wanted to kind of keep out until the last minute and then, you know, get everything ready. So when I get the trailer, we can just load everything up. And so I told them, I was like, hey, get some sleep because tomorrow we're going to be doing shit. And needless to say, no one heeded.
He did.
No one listened to my. No one listened to me. Because tell them what you did, Luke.
Yeah. So we get back and we slam that fucking Whataburger, and then Alex and Eli are like, "All right, we're gonna hit the hay." So then me and Jake, man, out in the living room. Like I'm telling you, it's like we had this good this time to bond. You know, late at night, unfortunately, but. We would just, you know, we stayed up, we continued drinking, and I think we ran out of beer, and all we had left was some Cayman Jacks, which are these god-awful margaritas in a can that taste like dog shit. Mm-hmm. But when it's 3 a.m. and that's all you got, after the first one, they taste a little bit better and better. And so we pound those, and we just, you know, we start talking, and then we ended up just watching body cam footage from like police videos in a wide range of stuff. And before we know it, the sun's coming up and it's 7 a.m. and we're like, God damn, we got to go to fucking bed. And so we're like not really drunk anymore. We're just like delirious, you know, because our whole sleep schedule has been fucked off for the past few days. And so I'm like, yeah, we should probably go to bed. And so Jake, for some reason, like slept on the ground, like that's exclusively. So he's like getting on the ground to sleep. And Alex had this TV dinner tray kind of thing. And that's where his Whataburger was, his fucking full like 32. And he knocks it over at 7 a.m. and it fucking goes everywhere. And so Jake's up like, and he's just scrubbing. And he's like, we're not going to tell Alex. We're not going to tell Alex. We're good. We're good. And so we pass out. And we don't wake up again till like, I don't know, 12 or 1
2 in the afternoon. Two in the afternoon.
Yeah. I feel bad about that one because Eli left that morning and I'd like to like, I wish I was, you know, not half asleep, you know, saying goodbye when he was going to see his girlfriend or whatever in Austin. But yeah.
What do you expect? You went to bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they go to bed at 7. And the only reason I know they fucking were up late is because I'm into a habit, or I was. I can't do it anymore. I'd lock my bedroom door every night. You know, I'd get ready for bed, and I'd lock my door. It's just something I do. And so I get woken up to Luke like rattling my door because he put his fucking clothes in my room, like his bag and stuff. So I just get woken up to the fucking rattle, just like clink, 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 clink. Fuck, clink, 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 clink. And I like wake up and I'm like, man, I could open that for him. Nah, fuck him. I'm going back to bed. He should have went to bed when I did. So I just roll back over and just fall back asleep for another hour. And then, yeah, Eli and I wake up. Eli was going to go see his girlfriend because Sunday was Valentine's Day. So, you know, I say bye to him. We hug, you know, whatever. And then I go into the living room. And I'm like, hey. And they go, yeah. I go, what time did you guys go to sleep? What time is it now? I'm like 8. And they go, I don't even know then. I was just like, okay, whatever. Let, you know, sleep. Because I didn't have to pick up the trailer till noon. So I got some stuff done. I went to Target, got some Excedrin, got some bottles of water, got some Pedialyte. You know, trying to be a good guy. And I show back up, and they're still asleep. So I go, you know, finish packing up stuff and whatnot. And dude, getting the trailer was its own. Like, I almost had a fucking breakdown trying to get my goddamn trailer, man. Because I had this card from work, and it had, you know, I put like almost $700 onto this card, and that's what I was going to use to pay for the trailer, you know, because the trailer was like $500. So I go up, and I show up to the damn U-Haul place at like 11:50, and you know, there's nobody in there. No dude, no nothing. So I tried calling to see if maybe it'll get forwarded to a cell phone. No, it just sits there and rings on the counter. So I sit there for like 5-10 minutes, you know, hollering outside like, hey, is anybody here? Blah, blah, blah. Finally, a DoorDash shows up. The dude had ordered food. So the DoorDash shows up and he goes, hey, are you the guy that ordered food? And I go, no, but could you call the dude who did? Because I'm pretty sure he's the guy that I need to meet for my trailer. And he goes, yeah, no problem. And so he calls the guy. Guy finally shows up. He's like, oh, sorry, man. You know, I just blah, blah, blah. So we go through the whole thing to get the trailer, all the paperwork. And I go to pay for it, and the card gets declined. So I'm like, that's weird. Let me try it again. So I try it again. And he goes, nah, it didn't go through again. I go, well, let me call the place and make sure, you know, the card's activated, this and that. And he goes, okay, no problem. You mind if I eat? And I go, no, man, I'd like, you know, eat whatever. And so he starts eating, and I don't know what he ordered, but it was the foulest smelling shit I have ever smelled, dude. It smelled awful. I had to step outside because I almost threw up in the office because of what he was eating. So I had to step out, and they're, you know, I'm on the phone with them, and they're like, oh no, like, you know, since you didn't have a pen set up, you can't use it until you set up the pen. They go, but you can't use it there. You'll have to go get, you have to pull the money out. So I'm like, okay. By this time, it's like 12:30. So I tell the dude, I'm like, hey man, I'll be right back. You know, I got to go pull the money out. So then I haul ass over to an ATM, try to use the ATM. And, you know, after I set up my pen and stuff, and it goes, it can't give me the money. So I'm like, well, what the fuck? So then I call back. And they go, oh yeah, like you tried to use it too many times, so it's locked for 24 hours. And I'm like, shit. Okay, well, what can I do to fix it? And they go, you can't do anything. Like, it's locked for 24 hours. And I was like, well, I need this money to purchase this thing that I'm trying to purchase. And they go, that sucks. You shouldn't have used it. And I go, what do you mean? And so then they give me the runaround about that. And dude, I hang up the phone. I like throw my phone across the truck. I, oh man, I was heated about it because then I had to dip into the money that I had saved for fuel. And so then I was just like freaking out because I'm like, I'm not going to have enough money for fuel, blah, blah, blah. Like, hold on. This is, oh, it's all fucked.
How much money did you have saved for fuel though? Like $2,000, before, right?
Before the trailer was 2,500. Yeah.
Yeah. So Alex thought we would be using $2,500 in gas. And I was like, hey, no, I think man, we'll be okay.
Hey, you know, okay. I was getting ready for the worst, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad. It's always good to be cautious, but needless to say, we're fine. You,
even after that, like, that $500, so then I had $2,000 for fuel. We only used like $700, which isn't bad at all.
Yeah. No.
So, yeah, just go back to the trailer place. The room still smells like dog shit because of whatever the hell he was eating. Get the trailer, get it all done, get back to the apartment at 1:45, almost 2 hours from when I got to U-Haul. And these motherfuckers are still asleep. And I'm like, all right, guys. I'm like, all right, like, now's, we gotta get going, boys. Like, trailer's parked, you know, I'm blocking the way. Let's get it going. And Jake's like, and then Luke just goes, we spilled Dr. Pepper. And I was like, what? He goes, look at that brown spot. That's Dr. Pepper. And Jake rolls over. He's like, so much for not telling Alex, Luke. And I laughed so fucking hard. I was just like, well, that's not my problem anymore. Fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah.
So, it was Alex a shit show to get the trailer.
Alex expected us to help him move shit, right? Which I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's kind of bullshit because I've helped you these last two times, three times.
Yeah, what do you mean three times? No, hold on.
We're not going to go back and just accept it. I've helped you a lot, okay, in regards to moving. And
we'll talk about that.
And Alex has like two boxes fucking packed with shit, right?
Not true.
You had two U-Haul boxes packed in your room. And you're like, yeah, the rest of it's... okay. Maybe five.
I had five boxes. I can't pack up a TV. I can't pack up a dresser.
Okay, fair enough. Needless to say, Alex was not ready. Let's say that.
That's the worst fucking thing is when someone's not ready. Yeah. You go, let's load up. And it's like, oh, yes. I got to do this still. I'm like, motherfucker, you know this day is coming for months.
Oh, I got to go. Let's go through my closet and then my other closet. And then let's go through my bathroom. And then let's check the kitchen. I'm like, why did you not have...
Whoa. Okay. First off, the only closet that I didn't have packed up was the one behind my fucking... behind my goddamn sink. I had two closets. The first one was packed up. There was like three sets of boots in there that just had to come out and get thrown in the trailer. The other closet, yeah, I'll give it to you. That was my linen closet, and I didn't have enough boxes to throw all that shit in there. So then that, you know, that day when I picked up the trailer, I went and got more boxes. So go fuck yourself is the ending of
anyways,
that.
Anyways, we help Alex move his shit in and get all the big stuff. And like, thankfully, Alex doesn't have much, right? It was mainly just his room. Most of the stuff that was in the living room, like the furniture wise, that was all Eli's. So we didn't have to load up any couches or anything like that. And so that went pretty swell. And then we were like, we were just complete degenerates. And so we decided to get Whataburger again within 24 fucking hours.
When in Rome, you know what I mean?
When in Rome, yes. And so
then we go to Whataburger with the trailer on the back. And I didn't think about it. I thought, okay, you know, the drive-thru is going to be just big enough for the trailer because the trailer doesn't stick out much farther than my truck, so whatever. And we put our order in, whatever. We pull up to the window, and it's the same motherfucker who helped us the night before. The same dude. We pulled up, and he looks over, and I was like, hey! He goes, hey! So we fucking had a little moment, and I got roped into paying for that shit, too.
No, this didn't happen. Alex is like, all right, I'm tired of like paying for all these goddamn meals. I was like, you know what? All right, I'll pay for it. So I take my card out of my wallet.
That was Wendy's. That was Wendy's.
Oh, shit.
That was Wendy's. We aren't there yet. So we pay for the food, whatever, we get the food, and lo and behold, the drive-thru is too small. I was rubbing curbs, I was rubbing poles with this fucking U-Haul trailer, man. I'm surprised I didn't pop a tire on that bitch. Barely made it through.
Yeah.
So then we go back. Go ahead, Luke.
We go back to the pad. We're sitting there, and the plan was to leave, 3 in the morning on Monday?
Yep.
And, Jake was seeing, tweets and articles, online and shit about how, this winter storm. And Eli that day actually called us on his way to Austin and said that he almost died because he, swerved off the road because of ice and ended up in, a green pasture and shit. And the whole time we're like, it can't be that bad. It's nothing. You know, we're from Nevada. What's a little bit of ice? And luckily, though, at 6 that night, we were like, you know what? No, we really need to get on the fucking road because we might get stuck here. Because we got notifications saying, don't go outside.
Oh, yeah.
It's dangerous. All this stuff. So we're like, you know what? We should probably leave now. And so we pack up, we get on the road. And I think what it was raining in Houston a little bit, and wasn't that bad though until like right outside of Houston. And then just shit hit the fucking fan, dude. It was so bad. So much worse than we thought.
There was, yeah, it was essentially like the entire road was a sheet of black ice. Couldn't see that it was ice. It looked dry. And so I had it in four-wheel drive just to be safe. And a couple of times I was like, okay, it looks dry enough. And I start to get up on it. And then I'm going sideways. And, you know, what had to save it. And so, you know, we get a little bit outside of Houston. And we're like, okay, let's pull off. You know, we almost, right before the first pull-off, we almost crash. Because we get a little sideways and the trailer won't stop swaying from side to side. And it's like moving the truck around. So I like panic for a second, but get it under control. And I'm like, okay, like I need to pull off. We need fuel anyway. Let's get some fuel. Let's, you know, I need to just like clear my head for a second. So we get out and we go inside, start grabbing some snacks. And the guy in front of us asks, hey, can I put 20 on pump, whatever? And the guy goes, we don't have any fuel. And he goes, what? He goes, yeah, we don't. Like, the guy who was hauling our fuel, our resupply is gone. Like, he can't make it through the storm. So we don't have any fuel. And we're like, oh, fuck. And we're like, that's not good. Yeah, we're like, this is an apocalypse right now. So then we go to another gas station up the road, and they're like, yeah, our system's fried because of the cold. So we can't give you fuel. We have it. We just can't give it to you. We're like, well,
the off ramps or the on ramps are all blocked off by police because you can't make it up the hill or you can't make it up. And so we're like, it was so fucked. And the whole truck,
it was looking bleak for sure.
Yeah.
It got bad when my heater was on full blast and we had ice on the inside of our windows. So, you know, we're driving, finally find somewhere that has fuel, get fuel, whatever, start going again. And eventually, you know, we become the only car on the road. We become the only truck. Anybody, there's, you know, we don't see the only vehicles we're seeing are either police cars blocking on ramps or jackknife semis, crashed cars. That's all we're seeing. And it's just a blizzard, dude. And we're going 50 miles an hour.
Yeah. Because the first probably, couple hours, Alex, was like, it was just rain. And then there would be like spurts where it would stop and the roads would seem clear, but they weren't. It was like that for the first 3 hours. And then.
Yeah. Once we got into San Antonio, that's when the snow, right before San Antonio, that's when it turned into snow.
And it's a complete fuck.
Yeah. It's damn near a whiteout. And so we pull into another gas station because my truck gets 9 miles of the gallon. And, you know, I almost lose my cool with a dude at a gas station because we walk in, the only people that he's probably seen in the last like 3 hours. And we pull in to go use the bathroom and get fuel. And I walk in without a mask because I'm not thinking about it because I'm like, God, this is terrible, man. Like, I was thinking about the fucking conditions outside, and I walk in and he goes, sir, where's your mask? And I just kind of like look around and I look outside. I was like, do you see outside? And he goes, where's your mask? And I was just like, I walk out to go get my mask. Just like saying, you think I'm worried about coronavirus? I'm worried about fucking dying on this road in fucking San Antonio. So, you know, we get fuel there, whatever. And we start going on the highway, and
I think while we were there, that was I don't think it was that gas station, but like we would show up to gas stations and there would be like semis all parked up and down the road leading to the gas station. We'd get into the parking lot and there would just be people with their cars idling, sleeping. Like they were like, fuck this.
Jesus.
We're going to stay here in our vehicles. Like, you know what? We got a trailer behind us. Fuck it. Like, let's go. Fill up and just keep on chugging along.
Oh my God.
So we get on the highway in San Antonio, and it's an 8-lane highway with no cars on it. No tracks, no cars, just this big, just a big yellow sign that says road closed, exit highway. And we're like, nah, fuck that. So we continue to go, making tracks, kind of finding tracks that were made hours ago. And, you know, that's the way
it
is.
What time is it right now?
What?
What time is
it? At that time, it was 10 o'clock. No, I think the time we got into San Antonio was like 9 or 10.
Really? So you've been on the road, for 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, because the fastest, so San Antonio is usually only a 2.5 to 3 hour drive, but because we could only do 50 miles an hour the entire time, it took us 4 hours, 5 hours.
Okay.
So then, which was the cool, we start.
I think at that time that we had where it was like a blizzard out and it was just us, and that you could see because there was like a bunch of these like, you know, light poles, you know, going down the highway. And like Alex said, it was an 8-lane highway and, you know, both sides conjoined, and it's just us in the middle of San Antonio. Hmm. And we're just fucking going, and it was like eerie, but it was also like really cool and kind of, and we're all just up. And at that point, I think we were wide awake talking, bullshitting about whatever. Mm-hmm. Like if we didn't have a trailer on our behind us, like it would have been pretty fucking sweet. You know, we could have been Fishtown having some, but we of course did not.
One of the eeriest spots that we stopped, I don't even know where it was just some random gas station between San Antonio and El Paso, and we pull into one gas station. There's cars lined up at each pump with bags over the pump, so those people are just sitting there sleeping. There's semis everywhere lined up at each one of their pumps with trucks and trucks and trucks behind them. People are, all the spots are taking up in front of the gas station, like just the parking spots with people sleeping in their cars. We go in, use the bathroom, come out. Obviously, we can't get fuel here, so we go to a next stop. Can't get fuel there because there's nobody there, but all the pumps have bags over it that say not in service. So then we got to go to a third gas station, which is just this little mom and pop gas station with like two pumps and a single light over both of them. Get fuel. And then get back in the truck. And yeah, it's just in that small time stopping, ice covered every window in the truck. Every window had ice on the inside of the fucking windows. And in total, just to get from Houston to El Paso, which is a 12-hour drive roughly, because it's about 800 miles, took us 18 hours, just that stretch, just to get out of Texas.
Yeah. To get out of Texas,
and I drove
18 hours.
Yeah, I drove from Houston to about five hours, right outside of El Paso. So about I drove for what, 14 hours, 13 hours, something like that. And so I was like, Jake, you've had a little nap. Do you want to take over? You know, until just to get us to El Paso, so I can try to get some sleep. So I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So he takes over, I pass out in the back, and I wake up, and we're 30, 45 minutes outside of El Paso now. I'm like, all right, Jake, like you can go ahead and get some sleep. I'll take over. The sun's up now, so I'll be able to stay up relatively easily. So the first gas station we pull up to, we go to switch, and I go to pump fuel, and we're there for about 5 minutes, and I was only able to pump 50 cents because of how frozen the lines were. They weren't able to actually get fuel to the pump. So I ask another dude who was there pumping, and I'm like, hey man, like, is yours going slow? He's like, I've been here for an hour and I've pumped $30. And I was like, yeah, that's not going to work. So, I look up and there's a gas station like 2 minutes up the road. So I'm like, hey, you know, there's like a Flying J right up the road. He just goes, fuck me, and like slams his gas cap shut and like hops in the car and takes off. And so we go, drive down the road.
When Jake was driving, I remember waking up because I finally, that's when I started getting some sleep. When Jake started driving, I slept for like probably 4 or 5 hours or however long Jake drove. And I remember waking up and we were behind 6 snowplows. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
for 2 lanes.
What was that?
There was 2 lanes, And at the most, like at their peak, there was 9 snowplows. And then a couple exited here and there. And then, yeah, for the majority of the time, there were 6 snowplows for a 2-lane road.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. A huge mess, for sure.
So, you know, we go through that. I take over right before El Paso. And I drive from El Paso to a couple hours outside of Tucson, Arizona. And, well, and just, I tell Luke,
just seeing El Paso, like, covered in snow. And, you know, because El Paso is right on the border of Mexico. Oh, yeah. And so you can just see, you know, south. You just look out your window and you can see Mexico's covered in snow. Like, it was just really surreal, I guess, a little bit. Because these places never get fucking snow, you know? Like, this is like a monumental thing. And I remember thinking, like, this is big, guys. Like, this is fucking, this is huge. Like, I was just like, man, I can't wait for, like, Joe Rogan to talk about it in his next podcast. Because, like, this is, like, this will go down as, like, a big deal, a record-breaking snowstorm. And we're driving in the middle of it. And hopefully, you know, we make out of this whole situation. Because there was a couple times where I was like, dude, this is how I die in the middle of fucking Texas, trying to bring back Alex to Elko. Like, because I'm like, we're definitely not going to, if we don't die from the wreckage, like, we're going to die from hypothermia. And it's just an awful way to go. And half my family doesn't even know I'm down here at this point. So,
yeah.
Like, every time gas station, I'd be like, all right, guys, like, what's for your last supper, huh? Like, what are we getting, Cheetos?
Yeah, trying to make fucking jokes, and I'm like, Luke, shut the fuck up, because I'm just white knuckling the steering wheel this whole time, trying not to kill us all. And Luke's over here like, oh, last supper, huh? Like, how do you guys think you're gonna die after this? And I'm just like, Luke, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Looking back, it was funny, but during it.
Yeah. Luckily, Texas, like, getting out of Texas was, like, the only thing on our minds. Like, once we got out of there, you know, New Mexico would probably get a little bit better, even though I think they still had snow.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we hit Arizona, that was like, all right, we're clear, baby. Like, it's smooth sailing from there.
Yeah. And luckily, I drove from Houston to about 4 or 5 hours outside of El Paso, and then took over right before El Paso, drove from El Paso to just outside of Tucson, Arizona, probably about 2 hours out. And I told Luke, I'm like, hey, like, your turn, you can drive. So he starts driving and I'm slowly starting to fall asleep. Like, I'm almost asleep. And then I feel, no, I wasn't passed out. I was on that cusp of where I think what I can hear is a dream, but it is just the podcast that was playing and you, whatever you were doing. So I was relatively coherent, and all I felt was,
what happened was, so Alex is, you know, going to sleep. Jake is sleep, like, snoring in the back. It's early morning, I think. Yeah. Early morning, or like midday, probably, crossing New Mexico into Arizona. And the first 30 minutes was fine. And then I realized, like, once I would change lanes, like, once I would turn the blinker on, the cruise control would shut off, and it would make this, like, fucking, like, it feel like the transmission was, like, falling out. I'm like, what the hell is that about? And so then I would go down in RPMs and all this shit. So then I would get back up, put it in cruise control, and then I'd get behind a semi, and then I would switch lanes, and it would do the same thing. And it would, like, throw up this prompt saying, like, your Stabilitrack or some shit with the GMC is, like, it's not working. Or your power steering is reduced. And I'm like, well, that's not fucking good. And so then finally, like, the last one woke up Alex, and he was like, all right, let's pull over. What the hell's going on? And what? It was just like a loose bolt, really. Or a loose battery bolt.
The battery fucking terminals were loose. I don't know how they came loose, but the battery terminals were loose, and it was causing a short to throw off the Stabilitrack for whatever reason. I don't know why, but it happened.
It was probably bullshit that we drove through for 18 hours, Alex.
Seriously.
You're probably right. So we fixed that. You know, I almost have a breakdown again because I can't find the right fucking socket. And I'm like, my truck's fucked. We're in the middle of Arizona. Like, we're fucked.
Yeah. So yeah, there was a little scary part. But mind you, Alex also, like, that is the one thing that gets Alex just going is like any like car issues or having to work on cars, Alex will lose his fucking mind for no reason. Like with anything small, whatever, changing a, you know, like the what's the oil filter. Like for some reason, Alex just goes like just skyrockets in anger. And so he's throwing shit. And luckily though, we got back.
I get very angry. Then I tell Luke, I'm like, well, I go, I'll drive. Cause if something goes wrong with the truck, I want to be driving it. So I can try to, you know, I guess figure out what's going on, or if something goes wrong, like it's my fault, I'll be driving, you know, whatever the case may be. We drive from there, and then pretty much Tucson was all right. We bought scratchers. We bought, played the lottery. I saw
that was the best snap I've ever got.
Funny. That should be the part that goes up on fucking Instagram. It's just scratching intensifies.
Just dead silence.
He's just funny. So I go to put fuel in, and I'm putting fuel in, and we go inside. Jake buys scratchers, Luke buys scratchers. I go swipe my card to pay for scratchers, and my card gets declined. I'm like, that's not a good sign. So then I try it again, and my card gets declined again. And I'm like, am I out of money? Because that would not be good. So then I had to check my bank account. Luckily, I mean, I had money. I just didn't know why. So then I go pay for cash. I can't even get fucking scratchers. It won't, like, the printer was like, oh, we're out of ink now. So fuck you.
Yeah. So, we get to Tucson, and it's beautiful, man. Like, it was dusk. So, like, 5, 6 evening. And it's, like, 65 degrees out. So after the, you know, hellscape we've been through for the last day,
it was like getting Eden. To this
was, yeah, it was like Eden. So of course, yeah, we're like, hey, let's get some scratchers.
I think I won our life.
Yeah, I won $10, and we just threw that back in the pot of like the next gas station we went to. And
no, because you went back in trying to get, you know, well, you wanted to get $10 in scratchers, and the guy was like, yeah, we can't print any more scratchers.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of giving you scratchers, you won $10, and then he just gave you $20.
Yeah, I don't know why, but Arizona was fucking smooth sailing, like I said.
Stopped in Phoenix, got more scratchers. Got fuel again, and Phoenix was cool. I think it was Kingman. Phoenix was pretty uneventful. We got more scratchers, whatever, won a few dollars. But in Kingman, we got fuel. And I just remember Jake going like, so are we doing dinner? And then Luke and I were just, so are we doing dinner? Oh, why don't you shut the fuck up back there, Jake? And Jake's back there just not saying anything. And Luke and I are just going on a tangent for whatever reason. And finally, we end our little tangent.
Yeah, let's preface with, like, there were some sayings for the weekend, right? So
there was.
Jake started, like, the whole step bro thing, which I'm sure you know about, Andy.
Like, what is it?
So, like, he would just refer to, like, us. Like, I'd be like, hey, Jake, can you grab me? He's like, yeah, sure, step bro.
Oh, yeah.
Step bro. And so that fucking stuck. So we're just referring to each other as step bro. And then a lot of TikTok shit. So, like, I don't know how many times, but we would always be saying, like, yeah, we're just doing hot girl shit, you know?
Ah. He's got the stallion. Just what town are we in? Oh, we're in Phoenix doing hot girl shit. Ah. And yeah, that stuck super good. Step bro stuck super good. I think that was like the Daddy, two big ones.
Daddy needs blank.
Shout out to Elijah, because when I first moved in with him, he would say just out of the blue, in this voice, he'd just go, Daddy needs Milky. And it was the weirdest fucking thing. And I remember him doing it right as he got this girlfriend, Kylie. She was staying over for the weekend, and he didn't even think about it. He just goes, Daddy needs money. And she experienced the first, that was the first time she'd ever heard him say it. So she's like, what the fuck did you just say? And so he said it in front of Luke one time, and then it just stuck from there. So anytime we need it, it's like, Daddy needs gas. Daddy needs his phone charge. Daddy needs a jewel. So that was another one. Daddy needs insert whatever the hell you want. We're in Phoenix and we're just saying, I'm just doing hot girl shit, or fucking step bro, or daddy needs dinner, whatever the hell we were saying. And then Jake goes, yeah, like, what are we doing for dinner? And then we're just like, shut the fuck up, Jake. We're not doing it. Oh, step bro wants dinner. Let's just do hot girl shit. And finally we get off our tangent. Yeah. We just go, all right, Jake, like, we just go, what do you want for Jake dinner?
At that point.
Poor Jake, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, I think like, seriously. We're like, all right, Jake, what do you really want for dinner? He's like, no, we're past that point.
Like, yeah, I would be like, fuck you guys. I'm not getting shit.
Yeah, we haven't been around Jake enough.
Yeah. Alex, like, really loud was like, shut the fuck up, Jake. How dare you even bring up that question?
Shook the steering wheel. I was just like, shut the fuck up. We end up getting dinner. We end up getting some Mickey D's and cruise on through. And the next town we hit was Vegas. And once we get into Vegas, it was around midnight, 1 a.m. And I had been driving since pretty much El Paso. So I just tell, as soon as we pull in to get fuel right outside of Vegas, I was just like, all right, I don't care how we get back. I don't care how you guys split it up. It's your guys' responsibility to get us back to Reno. I'm going the fuck to bed. So I hop in the back seat and pass out. And I wake up for the first time in Tonopah. And I woke up fucking furious at nothing. I got mad because my seatbelt wouldn't unbuckle. I got mad because I couldn't find my phone. I was so upset, and I have no idea why. And
you're just over it.
Oh, I was so fucking mad, dude. I wasn't irritated. I wasn't like over driving. I just woke up, and anything Jake or Luke said, I was just like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck. I don't like shut up. And then made it worse.
Me and Jake have been up this because I started driving after Vegas. And, you know, Jake stayed up with me. We were just kind of bullshit and listening to podcasts, whatever. We didn't stop until Tonopah. And then, yeah, Alex wakes up. And he's been sleeping this entire time. Like, I can hear him snoring in the back. And then, yeah, he wakes up. And Alex, like, has this tone to him, like, when he's in that pissed off mood. And so he wakes up in that tone. And I'm like, son of a bitch. Like, here we go. So we go inside. Yeah. And it didn't help that the dude was a complete idiot. Like, should not have been there at all.
Yeah, I walk up and I get it's like it's 3 a.m. You're at a gas station in Tonopah. You're probably not doing the best right now. Like, I get it. But when I walk up to the counter and you're on your phone watching a video, as soon as I walk up as a customer, you should probably put your phone away and deal with me real quick. So I'm sitting there and I was so mad. I told myself, I was like, don't speak until he fucking acknowledges you because fuck this dude. And so I don't speak. I sit there and I wait about 30 to 45 seconds and he still doesn't acknowledge me. And finally, I just like knock on the counter and he looks up. He's like, oh yeah, how can I help you? And I was like, I need fucking fuel. And he goes, oh, okay. So, and he's still watching his video. He goes, how much? And I was like, 50 on pump, whatever. So then he goes, okay. And so he's still watching his video, types it all in. And he goes, go ahead. And I put my card in. And I'm just mad dogging this dude, man. I won't take my eyes off of him because I'm so pissed. Over nothing. Nothing was his fault. I mean, besides just being an idiot on the counter. And so I put the fuel in and I hop back in the back seat. And I was like, I'm going the fuck back to bed. Fuck this shit. And I just pass back out. And I don't wake back up until we're at the Reno Tahoe International Airport.
Yeah. And so, yeah, Jake took over and I stayed up with him as he did for me. And so, yeah, we stayed up just bullshitting. And I was like going to go to bed. Like, we were probably in Hawthorne, which is like I don't know, 2 hours outside of Reno, 3 hours. And I could start feeling like, okay, like there's no way I'm going to be able to stay up. And we were listening to podcasts at that point. And then we just started talking and we started having like an actual serious, good conversation, like not to put out his like his laundry or whatever, but like he went through a breakup. So that was kind of like a big thing that's been on his mind and like figuring that out. And so we talked about that and then it just like one thing led to another and just had a really good conversation. And before we knew it, we were in Yerington, which is like 45 minutes outside of Reno. And then I was like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to stay up for the whole, you know, for the whole extent of the trip. And then we got through USA Parkway, which is where Tesla's at, the Gigafactory, which is like 10 minutes out. And I remember just like, I got so delirious and like so tired that I was like, I was trying to text my mother a text. And it took me like 30 minutes to text it because I just kept passing out while trying to, you know. And in the text didn't make any fucking sense. Like when I finally like woke up after we dropped him off the airport, I looked back and I was like, everything's misspelt and shit. And but needless to say, like I said, after Texas, like it was pretty smooth sailing throughout New Mexico, Arizona, and then up through Nevada up until, yeah, 7 a.m. what, on Monday that was?
Yep.
Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday. We got in. Yeah. We pulled into your apartment at like 6:45, 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
After leaving Houston at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening.
Okay. Yeah. So Andy, it was like what, 36 hours, Alex? 37 hours? Something like that?
36 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking god awful, dude.
The only thing that
not
kept
a
us
single
going,
fucking Snapchat.
Hey.
Okay, yeah, not a single Snapchat from Luke in the entire fucking time.
Okay, I'll send you. I was looking. I took I think 6 total Snapchats from that entire weekend, which I'm not proud about, to be honest. I wish I would have documented a little bit, like visually.
Right. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I did not, but I'll send you those, I guess. But
so you get back to your apartment, then what? You both just fucking cuddle in the bed together and hang out, or what?
Yeah, we get into his twin bed.
Yeah. I thought I took the day off on Tuesday because Alex was like, all right, you're going to take Friday, Monday, and Tuesday off. I'm like, all right, whatever. I did not. So we get in at 7 a.m. I sleep. And mind you, my whole fucking sleep schedule's been fucked off.
So yeah.
Friday night, right? Since getting on that goddamn airplane going to Houston. So I get in, fall asleep immediately on a, you know, on a nice bed, twin size.
Nice is a loose term, but
yeah. Mm-hmm. And well, compared to Alex's GMC, I mean,
well, that's very true.
Sleep for like what, 5 hours, 7 to 12. And then, yeah, I wake up and they're like, oh yeah, you definitely have to come in. Like you're on the schedule or whatever. So I go to work. And my dude, I was so out of it and just like, it was bad. It was really bad. So yeah, my dumbass had to work the next day or that same day.
Right. Then your birthday is the next day. No.
Yeah. So then February 17th, Wednesday, was my birthday. And, you know, Alex took me out to our old, eating spot, breakfast spot. And it was just all weird. Like Alex being here, you know, in my one bedroom, because also he had my key. So like he just kind of took over the fucking place. I was like, this is how it works, man. And just going to these old places. And because I, you know, I haven't been there since Alex left. We haven't been there probably in over a year, to be honest, since COVID started, to Pigs, the breakfast spot. But so it was good. And then I unfortunately had to work my birthday. And then Alex left Thursday morning and has been in Elko now. Settling in, so yeah, that was this whole pretty much last week. I mean, it was great. I mean, I look back on it very fondly, but you know, in the middle of it, when it's 4 a.m. and you're in the middle of Texas in god awful weather, like it's not so much fun. But
I am such a pussy when it comes to weather. I would have been in the backseat with my eyes fucking closed, just panicking the entire time. I am a giant puss when it comes to weather,
dude. Raymond, Alex's dad, kept calling us like every couple hours and was like, hey guys, like get a fucking room, like stop driving, get a room, you know, bed down and then, you know, work at it the next morning. We're like, nah, screw that. We're just going to keep on pushing.
The amount of times I told my own father, fuck that, all gas, no brakes, should not have been said. Because, yeah, that was like the motto, is anytime anybody told us to probably stop or we got into a situation, we should probably stop because it's not smart to keep going. We're just like, all gas, no brakes, baby. Let's fucking keep going. So, yeah.
And it's only cool because it would be a different story if we would have, you know.
Oh, yeah. You slide off the fucking road and you wreck your goddamn U-Haul and then you're like, great, all gas, no brakes. Your dad's like, should have fucking stayed in the hotel, you idiot.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know what? You live by the gas, you die by the gas.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but as long as it's, you're safe.
Well, anyways.
Yeah, I look back at it now and I'm like, yeah, that was definitely stupid.
I mean, it was, but wasn't, you know? Like, I who was I talking to? Fuck. I was talking to somebody that has kids. Or no, I was talking to my father, actually. And I was explaining to this whole... Because I told my grandmother about it. She called me on my birthday. And I had mentioned that this whole trip, briefly, though. And she was like, I'm very glad that you did not tell me this or your aunt, you know, or really anybody, because we would have been, you know, worried. And I was like, yeah. I'm like, I remember my mother texted me, like, throughout the trip saying, like, hey, like, how's the roads? And I was just like, yeah, like, they could be better. But like not going in depth on like how shitty it actually was, you know, cause I didn't want any of them worrying or whatever. But, like I said, I was talking to my dad and he was like, yeah, I don't know if I would have done that. And I'm like, yeah, but it's different because me and Alex and Jake are all single bachelors. Like we don't have kids, you know, we don't have, girlfriends or wives even, you know, we don't have anybody like, look, I mean, we have friends and family and all that stuff, but like, it would be different if I was a father, right? And if I had my kids in the truck, I'd be like, all right, we're going to stop off and sleep in a hotel. But we're just, you know, young, dumb, fucking 20-year-olds. And we're like, yeah, let's just keep on pushing, you know? Got nothing to lose.
Very true, right.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I had literally my entire life in a U-Haul on the back to lose. And we said, fuck it.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we would have lost the U-Haul, I would have. What, we're losing a couple TVs, maybe some sentimental shit, and $1,000 that was in a dresser for some reason.
Yeah. Hey, fucking shut up. That's my personal stuff. Now I got to move it.
Yeah. First drawer.
But yeah, now I'm in in Elko, living with my parents.
They're going to come give you a goodnight kiss and tuck you in about 15 minutes.
I'm pretty sure my parents are already asleep. I just heard my nephew screaming in the room next to me, so they're definitely asleep.
Why is your nephew there?
Because Victoria, mom watches him during the week while Victoria's at work, so he doesn't get on like a weird... So he doesn't, like, his sleep schedule doesn't become the mind sleep schedule and wake up at like 3 a.m. and then go to bed at fucking 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean... I'm glad for like that you're on the same schedule as us, time schedule anyways, you know, time zone, and that we can do this and that you're not 2 hours ahead. And I don't know, man, it'll be interesting. And I just found out that I'm going to be off all next week, not next weekend. So I'm going to be planning on going up to Elko. So maybe we should do
when?
Next weekend.
Like this upcoming weekend or like?
Yes.
Don't you? Oh, what's that? The first?
No, it's like 27th. Yep. 27th, 28th.
Yeah. Let's try to do an in-person pod.
Well, yeah, we'll be a little bit of standby. That's the weekend I move into my house. So, I mean, if it's Sunday, that'd be great. I mean, because the big move is on Saturday. So,
okay. So let's plan. I'll help you move. Maybe. We'll see. And then we can do the first podcast in your house.
In the hot tub.
In the hot
tub. Hot tub podcast. I'm legit down with this hot tub plan. I don't give a fuck if it's three guys. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Naked, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Pants optional.
Three guys chilling in a hot tub, all naked because they're questionably gay.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll,
shoot.
I'll okay, drag sorry. The microphone out in the middle of the fucking, I'll make it work. We'll make it happen.
I'm down.
Dude.
And then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed.
And then are we starting 69 on living?
That's my plan on the first.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe podcast, we'll talk about the specifics or what we're thinking.
Yeah. What your goals are, what your plans are. That sounds like a great plan. In the hot tube. Text me what beverages you need.
All right. Beer.
Gross. But okay. What is it? Let's get a bunch of Cayman Jacks. Call back to your guys.
Fuck. No, thank you. That stuff is cancer in a can.
Kinda.
Well, this week we'll plan for that then, yeah. I'll hopefully see you this weekend. And yeah, if you're in town, just let me know.
Sounds... That was the trip breakdown.
Yeah, so that was the trip breakdown.
Well, I'm glad you guys made it alive in one piece and didn't get stuck and have to like live in your car and die of hypothermia. So,
us too.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Until next time.
All right.
I will talk to you guys soon.
So long.
Later.